negative talk from negative people. The old classic. What do you do about the negative person talking behind your back and trying to bring you down? Sure, you can confront them and join them in their little game. You can give them the satisfaction of knowing that they got in your head. You can turn your life into a grade school gossip hall. Of course, there are times, unfortunately, that you have to engage with people like this. You may have to set the record straight on a serious allegation. You may have to challenge statements that might be damaging to the team or the mission. And when you do have to engage, do it professionally. Say something like, "I heard you had some pointers for me about how I'm doing my job. I'd love to get your feedback so I can tighten up my game." A statement like that will likely diffuse the scenario. The person will know that there are informants who will likely tell you what is going on, and that will likely stifle the situation. But let me tell you what my preferred methodology is for this situation. It is simple. Ignore and outperform. Yes, while you're over there watching me and talking about me, I'm working. I'm working hard. I'm taking things to the next level. You keep gossiping, I'll keep working. You keep talking smack, I'll keep working. You keep chattering about things, I'll keep working. You keep focusing on what everyone else is doing wrong, I'll keep focusing on what I can do right. And when you finally look around at where you are and where I am, you will realize you have nothing to talk smack about because you will lose and I will win. And this applies to when people are playing office politics or forming their cliques or working their personal agendas. Of course, sometimes you have to play those games too. But when dealing with people like this, let your first course of action and the fundamental core of how you handle it be very clear and very direct. Outwork and outperform every last one of them.